Brilliance Audio presents Jesse James, Last Rebel of the Civil War, by T.J. Styles. Performed by Christopher Lane. I consider Jesse James the worst man, without any exception, in America. He is utterly devoid of fear and has no more compunction about cold-blooded murder than he has about eating his breakfast. Robert A. Pinkerton, Richmond Democrat, November 20, 1879. Jesse James laughed and remarked that he might have to go under eventually, but before he did, he would shake up the country. Robert Ford, St. Louis Republican, April 7, 1882. You're going to learn that one of the most brutal things in the world is your average 19-year-old American boy. Philip Caputo, A Rumor of War. Prologue. The rumor rolled through the town of St. Joseph, Missouri, like floodwaters, reaching the reporter's ears around 10 o'clock on the morning of April 3, 1882. He grabbed his notebook and ran onto the street, which was already saturated with the news, the sidewalks alive with disbelieving chatter. Within a few minutes, he joined a river of people flowing uphill to the story's source, a modest house on the corner of 13th and Lafayette Streets, a frame building, a story and a half high, he wrote, in a little grove of fruit trees. He pushed his way through the crowd of gawkers and moved inside. He stepped straight into a strange and dreamlike scene. A little girl, a mere toddler, and a 7-year-old boy standing silent and afraid in the kitchen, their slender, trembling mother, at once hateful, angry, and grieving, words tumbling out of her mouth in a blend of pleas and screams, and teeming strangers, reporters, and onlookers who crowded into her home. Next to the door in the front room was the center of this vortex, a man lying upon the floor cold in death, the reporter wrote, blood oozing from his wounds. The wails, the babble of words, the murmuring of the crowd suddenly stopped as 2 young men appeared. They stepped past the body, approached a town marshal who stood close by, and offered to surrender. They had killed this man, one of them declared, and now they expected their reward. The lawman looked at them in astonishment. "My God," he said. "Do you mean to tell us that this is Jesse James?" "Yes," the pair replied in unison. Those who were standing near...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?